So, TK, what's the deal? You say it isn't too late to get your garden in, and I say it's still cold. Are you kidding me? What are we planting? Rice?
Snow peas.
Snow peas. All right. Yeah, that works. Okay. So we're supposed to get out there in the cold mud and put defenseless little plants in the ground?
Well, yeah. Well, it actually is you know, by some gardeners' standards, may believe it's too late to have gotten their vegetable garden in or to get things going, but it really isn't. We're still early enough in June. Yeah, it's the 13th or 14th of June. But a lot of the crops that we have or that we grow as far as vegetables will still ripen or get to maturity for us this season. But time is starting to become an important factor in that. But, you know, with as cool as we've been, very few warm days and our soil temperature slow to warm, there isn't a lot of progress in other people's gardens that might have gotten them in early because we just have been so cold. So what I'm trying to say is that if people are still anxious and wanting to get a garden in, they still can this year and still have success. So
it's supposed to be nice on Thursday.
Yeah, it's supposed to start warming up Thursday, 70 and 70s into the weekend, and lots of warm weather ahead of us. And really, that's when our plants are going to thrive and really go to town. So for folks who haven't gotten their gardens in yet, not to fret. There's still time to get those seed potatoes in the ground or seed kohlrabi or lettuce and still have some good produce to come out of it. You know, they may want to, things like tomatoes and peppers, start with a little bit larger plant if they can find them at some of the local greenhouses instead of maybe the tiny little starter tomato plants or peppers. Go with something a little bit larger to help ensure that they will get some harvest from that. So,
well, now, if you've got like a little tiny starter tomato or pepper, you could have that little tiny starter in the house too, couldn't you?
Right. Yep.
And if it's by the window, but it's still warm, so it might actually be doing, it might actually grow better in the house than it went outdoors for a while.
For a while, but they would prefer to be outside, like we are when it's nice.
Okay. All right.
So I would, it certainly isn't a bad time or, you know, this time leading up to now to have gone out and purchased those plants and have them ready and have them growing in a little bit warmer spot. But now is really the time. On average, the Duluth area, the average frost-free day is somewhere around the 8th to 10th of June. So we're really not all that far off on the calendar. It just seems like it, of what's sort of normal when people usually had put in their garden. So still plenty of time to get that vegetable garden in and get some produce coming out of it and enjoy its harvest. So,
well, what about flowers? I mean, I hate to say who cares about vegetables, but what about flowers?
Flowers? No, now is perfect. You know, and actually these bit cooler temperatures are great for planting and great for reducing stress on the plant, especially those young tender annuals. With many of them have such small root systems that if we were out planting it, here's my positive spin on this kind of weather. But if we were out planting and it was 90 degrees, they can often dry out within an hour of being put in that soil unless you're there on top of them watering them as you go. So from a planting standpoint, you can get a lot more done in this kind of weather and get those plants in and not have to worry about them drying out and getting them ready then for the warmer weather ahead. So
do you just have like those fishing overalls that you wear so you can kneel down in the mud and then you can just hose
that's
off?
Right. That's right.
Waders.
Yeah, it's just mud. So
yeah.
It's not going to hurt us.
You don't have a white carpet, do you?
No, I don't.
Nobody. I don't know very many people who have white carpets, and I am definitely not a white carpet person. So,
yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Hey, that, you know, once again, that's good news. Appreciate the information. Good for you, TK. You make us all feel better now. Thanks for that.
That's why I'm here.
All right. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Tom Casper, a master gardener, the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners right here on Northland Morning.